It's the Clay Tablet Podcast. We've got Monday, September 11th, the Patriots Day, after week three, well, no, after week two of college football. And it was week one of NFL, but I'm not going to talk NFL. I'm going to do college football. Big games, Texas-Alabama, Colorado-Nebraska. You know, we'll go through the slate. I mean, you know, everybody's been jumping in talking Mel Tucker, Michigan State head coach. Because of what he pulled, but I mean, I'm just going to address that later. I want to talk Texas-Alabama. I want to talk Colorado-Nebraska. I don't want to sit here and talk sexual harassment by dumb motherfuckers who've got $90 million contracts that can't. It's like, dude, have the affair. Well, have the affair about year seven of the 9-year contract. Not year three or two or whatever it is. I mean, you're brain dead. You know, and if you're going to have an affair, don't be having an affair with a woman that makes her bones off of sexual harassment claims. Texas-Alabama game was good. Alabama doesn't have a quarterback. And I heard somebody mention, I think it was Cannell. You know, I got to listen to my guys. Cover 3, College Football Inquirer. Those are my mainstay college football podcasts. You know, Cannell said the SEC's got a quarterback problem, and they do. Like, even Georgia being great, they still have a quarterback problem. Bama's got a quarterback problem. I mean, you know, I guess Jaden Daniels, LSU, but I mean, like, hey, he needs to be about your third or fourth horse. And he might be your front runner. And that's with a loss to Florida State. You know, you can shake down. I mean, we'll get into this. I got to talk about Texas. I'm not sitting here saying Texas is back. I'm saying Texas looks good. Texas quarterback play. I mean, by far the best. I mean, and by a mile, the best I've seen it in a big game since Colt McCoy. So since 09. I mean, that's. You know. So if Quinn Ewers can keep that up, he'll be in New York for the Heisman. Not saying he'll win it, whatever. But he'll get an invitation. Because, well, they won't. I mean, if he plays like that, they won't lose. They just won't. They got too many. They have for real game breakers. It looks like the defense is good. Good in the fact that it is solid, and it is solid like above average solid. It is not great. It is not Georgia. It is not Bama. It's not, I don't even know like if it's as good as the LSU defense. Because as bad as LSU lost, when they played Florida State, I thought the defense, you could just tell the defense was good. You could tell. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe the Texas is that good. I don't know. But they are up in this range that is kind of, it looks like it might, it has the possibility to be above. I mean, but you know, I don't know, you know, like, Well, you look at the Big 12. I mean, who has a quarterback? Kansas? I mean, Baylor really doesn't. TCU doesn't. You know, I guess Oklahoma does. I mean, Oklahoma game's always the Oklahoma game. I mean, can I put, can I, if I push this, will this send me to, yeah, here we go. You know, Baylor does, Kansas does, OU does, you know, no. Okay. K-State. And, you know, I mean, Tech. I'd just be surprised if at the end of the year, Tech is going to be there to be their best to beat you. You need to play them somewhere around here. And but, you know, it's a long season. It's a long season, people. It's a long season. But they did look, I mean, and a lot of things looked good. And I think everybody's admitting there were some drop touchdowns. Because it could have been 21-3 pretty early in that game instead of, well, whatever it was, you know, like 12-3, 12-6, however that all went, you know. But that's Texas being Tech. You know, you got, I mean, those are. Because, like, let's say you're playing like a Georgia or an Ohio State or whoever, you know, whoever's going to come out of the Pac-12, like a USC, like, you have got to have those points because they're going to have a quarterback who can throw. Milroe can't throw, and he's not good. And neither's Klubnik, and everybody needs to stop. And these guys aren't the guys, and they're probably. I don't know about Klubnik, but Milroe, he will not. If he is starting for Alabama next year, I will be surprised. Because I don't know if Saban's going to be able to sit on it. I mean, I think he needs to create so much dysfunction in the quarterback situation that he can get a primo quarterback, you know, but the primo quarterback, I mean, looks like. His name just slipped my mind, but who he's committed to Georgia right now. That main horse, I bet. I got up early this morning. It was finally raining. Texas summers, I think, are over. Lord have mercy. We've been in hibernation. We do reverse hibernation. But Texas looked really good. They looked. They just looked solid. They looked well coached. They looked. They didn't get pushed around. They didn't look like they had a big weak point, you know, against Alabama. Hey. You know, it's like, are they better than USC? I'm gonna say probably because I think the quarterback play is close, and I do think Texas has a better defense. Now, better than Florida State. Now, that's interesting. You know, that's the game. I bet you they're better than Michigan. Because TCU beat Michigan late. Like, Michigan needs to. Let's get calmed down. I don't know who's giving Texas first place votes, but that's madness. It just is. Like, what, you know, whatever. That's fine. Really, what these votes are right here is they're saying that Georgia is not the consensus. Because they don't have, if they would have brought a quarterback back and been able to keep that Oklahoma game on the schedule, then you would have all this consolidated for Georgia. You know, like, assuming they beat Oklahoma, which I think they would. USC, Ohio State, Penn State, Washington. I would have Washington in front of Penn State. I would have Notre Dame in front of Penn State. I might have both of those in front of Ohio State and Penn State. Washington and Notre Dame. I just would. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want from me? I'd have Colorado ahead of Ole Miss. Oregon State. Yeah. Oklahoma's at 19? I might have Oklahoma in front of Colorado. I mean, just, it's like, I am just wondering what is going to happen. Well, you know, Colorado's going to be who they are. They're not going to win them all. Like, are they going to, is somebody just going to just boat race the shit out of them? Is someone going to be able to do that? Like Oregon or USC coming up? Duke, Miami, Washington State. Okay. Okay. It's this. TCU, Kansas. Okay, so Clemson was first man out. Clemson! They struggled too much. I know they put their foot down, but yeah, but I mean, it's like, would they beat Arkansas? Would they beat TCU? Would they beat Kansas? I don't know if they'd beat Kansas. Kansas looks pretty salty. I want to look at their schedule. Well, I can't push them. I'll look at it later. Texas, Alabama. Yeah, I mean, people are saying like they don't have game breaker. You know, I'm not going to say they don't have players. I think the quarterback play is so bad that it is not able to maximize everything that's going on around them. I mean, I just don't know what to say. I am not feeling. I am just not feeling. Man, I don't want to look at that. I want to look at the depth chart. I mean, Buckner, Miguel Camboa. He's a freshman. I mean, why isn't he get? I mean, he just can't get on the field. Eli Holstein, Dylan Lonergan, and Milroe. So he's a sophomore. I thought he was a little older. I mean, Buckner, like, whatever. But none of these other guys, I mean, they might just not have a quarterback in the room. You know, it happens to the best of them. It happens to the best of them. I don't know what to say about it. I really don't. I just don't. USC, Ohio State. Yeah, having Texas behind Ohio State at this point is retarded. I wonder how close Florida State and Texas. Oh, okay, there's the 13. Yeah. You know, it 3-4, that land right. I mean, I'm not getting bent out of shape. Those are some corrections I'd have. I mean, if you wanted to put Utah in front of Tennessee, I wouldn't hate you. But they don't have the quarterback right now. Like, they got to get that. Utah's got to get that quarterback in. He's got to show us he's staying healthy, that he's in for the season. If they had Cam Rising, I'd go Texas, USC. Probably Notre Dame, Washington, Utah. If Cam Rising had a play. And you probably put Utah in front of Washington. I mean, in all sincerity. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that game. I mean, it kind of got out of hand. It's on the road. You know, it's not what they're used to. It'll be interesting to see what Saban does, just all around. I mean, are you keeping the quarterback? Are we switching up? Are we, you know, like, what are we doing? And then, how is he getting, like, this team coached up? How's he getting the team coached up? Then next biggest game, if you're talking to me about it, important, most interesting, Colorado-Nebraska. I mean, Coach Prime. Debut in Boulder. Another quarterback, Sims, cannot throw. He just can't throw. Like, these guys, like, they just... You know, Milroe May, he had some really good passes. He really did. I didn't realize he was from Katy, Texas. Makes me feel bad talking about it. But it's just the making the reads, the awareness, the making it happen. Like, it's just not there. It's just like, it's not. You know, you can name so many quarterbacks before you get to Milroe. I mean, I think, who is it, Malik? The backup quarterback. I'd rather have him backup quarterback for Texas than Milroe. If he would have transferred out, he would have been starting that game. If he would have transferred to Alabama, he would have been starting that game. Think about that. Think about that. Tell me he wouldn't. If he hits the transfer portal. I want to look at that. Like, let's look at the old roster Rooney. Ewers. I don't know who Loward is. I never even heard that name. He's a junior. Yeah, Malik Murphy. Of course, Manning. Joe Tatum. And Charles Wright. Oh, so did he get redshirted? Woo! Freshman. He's saying, I'm a freshman, baby. Did he stay because he's like, I can beat out Arch Manning and there's nothing Arch Manning is going to be able to do about it? I mean, well, you know. I mean, I'm like, wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Texas looks good. I'm excited about this season. I want, like, Quinn Ewers has got to stay healthy. They have got to. But I guess, you know, they're going to bring in Malik. Bring in Malik. Let's do the Malik thing for a couple games if we got to, if the boy can't stay healthy. If the boy can't stay, he shaved his head. He found Jesus. That was a big talking point. Shaved this stupid mullet. Found Jesus. Cleaned it up. Got right with the word. You know, I mean, he got so desperate on it, he brought in Jesus. I mean, Jesus started making sense. The pressure made him turn to Jesus. And that's good. That's fine. Get settled down. You know, find you a woman. Start a family. Good for you. Good for you. Bama fell. Bama didn't look good. I mean, I could see Bama losing to Tennessee. You know, you're talking about these rankings right here. Just because, I've been saying it, and people, they're not buying what I'm, I mean, some people are, some people, you know, they're like, what? And I'm like, they don't have a quarterback, man. I mean, you got to bring some pressure. I mean, what, find out what these freshmen are about. Find out if you got somebody. I mean, but if they, I mean, Saban's looking at practice like he knows, like, what's going on. But, you know, he might just have to make things work. I mean, I don't know what to say. Colorado, Nebraska, Shador can throw. Shador can throw. They had trouble. But I thought Nebraska was good. I think Nebraska, they should have beat Minnesota. I know this sounds crazy. I think Nebraska is actually pretty good. I think they play good defense. I think they just don't have a quarterback. I don't think their offense is that bad. I mean, I don't know. All those sacks for Colorado, that worries me. When you've got somebody who's got like 7 sacks. How many times did he throw in that game? Do I got box scores? Will y'all bear with me while I look through the valley of the shadow for Colorado, Nebraska? It's nice because they've got a little thing next to them. The orange for the... That helps. But you got to find this dadgum game. Oregon Tech. I got to watch that game. There's a couple games I just haven't been able to watch yet. And I'm going to watch them. Golly, how far down are they? I mean, I'm sorry. I missed it. You know, I missed it somewhere. Which, that is annoying. Sorry. I just want to see what Shador's... Did they have them ranked on here? I mean, they were pretty much ranked in everybody's polls. Oh, come on. Where's Colorado, Nebraska? Well, this is just stupid. It's just stupid. I mean, well, I'm stupid because I'm missing it. I probably already missed it again. And I think I have. I'm doing something wrong. I'm missing it. I'm not. Holy cow. It was too early. Sorry, everybody. You know, Sadur Sanders, 42-31, 393, 2 TDs, no picks. That's Jacksonville State. Attempt completion. I mean, 73%? I mean, God. Yeah, sack 7 times, sack 4. Eesh. See, sack 7, golly, 53 yards worth of loss. You know, you go, okay, that's what you say. I mean, what else to say about Colorado? I think they play well. I do. I mean, I just wonder. They haven't played a really good... You know, when they play Oregon, that is going to be like a measuring stick of what they can do. You know, do you win the game? Do you lose by 10? Or do you lose by, like, is it ugly and you lose by 25? Because if they lose by 25, let's say to Oregon, I'm going to say, like, it's going to be highly probable, like, that they cannot beat Utah. They cannot beat USC. They cannot beat Washington. You know, they will not be able to beat any of those teams. You know, some guy drives by like a dumbass with a kayak and a sticking out of his trunk. Like loaded in, had been pushed through. You got the seat down deal in the trunk, up into the, you got a damn kayak coming out. What about that? What if whenever I see that, I think you're stupid? What's somebody going to say about that? What are they going to say about that? Nebraska. He's another one I want to be interested. Like, are these guys going to hold on to these quarterbacks? Sims, Milroe. Like, I wonder what Saban's doing this morning. This fine Monday morning, baby. What's he doing? You know? And the Rockets' red glare. They brought all that 9/11 stuff out for Sunday Night Football in New York. And then New York just got their ass handed to them. Giants. Let me see. What else we got? A&M, Miami. I mean, Travis Hunter again. I'll jump back to Colorado. You know, some different people stepped up, which that's good for Colorado. I mean, they have got a lot of playmakers. They got a lot of people that they got a receiving core. And I think they got a bit of a running game. I don't know if it's great. They do not have the O-line yet. They just don't. And that's what worries me. But, you know, Sanders is going to... Deion, he's going to have to take that one whenever they just get bum-rushed. Because there's no way he's getting out of this season without getting bum-rushed. So, you know, it gets to be a certain way. Texas A&M, Miami. A&M's just A&M. They just can't. Yeah, you know, I heard somebody say it's like that A&M offense didn't look any different. I don't guess it does. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, like, this is another one. Like, they do not have a quarterback. They don't. Like, Florida State quarterback, I'm not in love with him, but it's like, that to me is, it's at least, it's functional. It's something you can say, okay, we got somebody. I want to watch Washington State, Wisconsin, because I want to watch Mordecai, because, like, what is happening? You know, like, they don't have one. But you're talking about Penix, Hartman, Ewers, of course, USC, UCLA. Obviously has their guy. They're starting their freshman, you know. Kansas has a quarterback who can throw. I'm not sold on Miami yet. I know they beat A&M, but like A&M and Miami are the same kind of program. So judging them off of each other, watch out, Miami. I know you snuck into the top 25. But let's keep it calm. Let's just right here. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. That's what I'm saying with Miami. I watched that Utah Baylor. I mean, Baylor had that game. I mean, you know, what are you supposed to say? You don't have your quarterback, blah, blah, blah. What are you doing? You got Utah on the ropes. You needed that win after that stinker, you know, against Texas State. I mean, I'm trying to think back to that game. You know, it was one of those games that was a little hard to watch. It just wasn't, you know, it was... Because, I mean, what was the final score? I mean, 20-13. And it was like 13-6, like late in the fourth. And then, I mean, that's what happened. So, see, that's a tough game to watch because you're at 13-6. What are you supposed to say about that? Like, Cam Rising needs to get back. Utah looks pretty good. I think they'll be all right. They're going to be able to put up a fight against everybody in the Pac-12. You know, I've never thought about that. Isn't that really, like, what it's about? Like, if you're a college football team, like, can you put up a fight against everybody in your conference week in, week out? Not win them all, not be conference champion every time, not totally dominate. Can you put up a fight on the road against anybody in the conference? Can you say, like, we might be able to get this thing? You know, of course we want it, blah, blah, blah. You know, because we're not having to do coach speak here. We're just talking, like, can you, you know, and Utah can do that. I mean, I'm not trying to get hung up on that concept, but that is a good way to view it. This week's college football slate is dog shit. Absolute horseshit. Don't even make me jump ahead. Let's just jump ahead and let's just look. Crap, 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 crap. Crap, 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 crap. This is interesting only. This is actually crap, but it's interesting because this week is so crap. Crap, 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 crap. Crap, this is interesting because it's crap, but it's really crap, but it's interesting because the rest of the week's so crap. Crap, crap. This will be crap, but it'll be interesting to just watch Georgia play a conference game and what? Crap. Crap, crap, crap. This is interesting. It's on friggin' Peacock, though. Well, the fighting Mel Tuckers. You might just have to take Washington right here and just assume the bottom falls out of this deal. Because, I mean, you got an interim coach. The offensive coordinator's in charge. I mean, who's in charge? Does everybody know who's in charge? Has he been appointed in charge? Who has the right? The AD? He's the one who says who's in charge. Okay, Tennessee, Florida. Okay, that. This is interesting because homeboy Florida coach, that's pressure right there. Like, if he wanted to get a win, he needs one right there just to settle things back down so we don't have a midseason firing. I mean, this thing could turn on Florida. You get blown out in this game. I mean, do you make it to the end of the season if things continue to just, and you can't beat anybody? They got that at 7. They got that late. It's usually like a 2:30 game. This is kind of interesting, but I'm sure it's crap. I mean, it's like you're trying to make something out of nothing is what this statement is. Pitt, West Virginia is crap, but it'll do. Looks like it's late. And then Colorado State. Anything Colorado this year. I mean, really, like, Colorado Stanford's almost interesting. And I want to watch Kansas. Who are they playing? No. Dang. I thought there was a little bit better game. Fresno ASU is crap, but it's interesting. College football got to do a little bit better job of stepping things up. I don't know why they don't get into conference play a little sooner. I just don't know why they don't. It's like, why don't you tell half the school or something, like have some kind of rotating basis where they play that fourth non-conference game like next week instead of piling them all in this one. right before conference play starts and get something for this week. Because, see, like, it would have been real easy. You put a game together, you got them on TV. Like, if you're a conference, you got them on TV. Like, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. What are we still talking about last week? I mean, USC Stanford, I mean, what are you supposed to say about that? Penn State, Delaware, garbage. Washington's been handling business. They, to me, that's why they're impressive, is because they've been holding people down, scoring, and they've been scoring a lot of points. They've been covering. They have been, you know, I mean, that's, and just your ability to do that, it's just good. Yeah, Penn State and Washington, you know, I mean, like, the season will be not. I gotta watch that game. Kansas State, they seem to be well coached. You know, I mean, I'll have to get dialed into what they're doing. Find them, see who they're playing. You know, when they play TCU, Baylor, Tech, I mean, Texas, Oklahoma, I mean, but just were they bland? What does their schedule look like? Shall we, boys and girls? Shall we? Shall we? Shall we? Think about it. Shall we? Shall we? UCF, Oklahoma State, Tech. TCU's in Texas. Baylor, they don't play OU. Kansas State, Kansas. A little interesting. It's late in the year, though, but a little interesting. Oklahoma State and against Tech. I mean, okay, you know, most people might not be interested. If you're from this part of the world, it's a little more interesting. I get it. If you're a hardcore college football fan like me, you say, what's Kansas State? Because I think everybody, they've tried to push that onto Tech this year, like the Kansas State might be the one that's going to be in that number three slot looking to strike and see if they can get into the championship again. A lot of hand movements with Kansas State. You see that? A lot of conjuring, you know, juju out there. What's going on? It's here. Juju. I understand. Where are we at? Wildcats. Purple. Manhattan. Okay. All right, boys and girls. Enough's enough. Oregon State. Okay. Oh, I was wanting this. I got to check on those money lines. You got to check those money lines. You got to. I'm saying each week, especially in college, pros a little different. The stuff's not. You need a couple money line shots. Like, I'm going to have to start calling a couple money line shots. See if I can just make a little bit of extra money. Yeah. Did I have that? Hold everything, everybody. Think about it, everybody. Hold everything, everybody. Now, where's that game at? Where's Washington State? Man, I had Wisconsin too. See, I wasn't even close. I haven't even added up. I was so dumb, I didn't even add up my stuff. Hold on, everybody. Let me add up my stuff and the coin. Is it up? I forgot what I changed it to. Well, okay. So I went 16-9. There's one game I didn't look at the score because I want to. It's a game I want to watch, and I just somehow I don't know the score. But the coin didn't get flipped on one game, but it went 15-9. I went 16-9. So the coin's right there. And I can't remember who I flipped for that one. Was that Thomas Jefferson? See, I'm not, I can't get everything ironed out, like all the files, and I got separate desktops. I mean, Lord. But that'll have to do. The coin hung in there, flipping 50-50. And the coin made some calls, I won't lie. The coin missed some. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we were neck and neck, but it had different flavor. It hit on some stuff that if I would have paid attention to, you know, I could have been six. What was that? 16? You know, I could have been 18-7, which that's setting you up nice. By God. Well, that's interesting. I mean, and you know, this week's NFL isn't that great. I mean, Dallas Jets, that's a big game. But I'm not in love with. I mean, let's look at the weekly, just right. You know, I mean, if you want to bail out, play tablet, whatever. But I mean, this week, I mean, Minnesota, Philly, I mean, that'll be interesting. I doubt I get to watch it though. That's a problem. This will be interesting for me. That's interesting. Okay, I know. I just said there's none, and here we go. Now there's some slates. That's there, but this stuff, you know. And then we got two Monday night. New Orleans, Carolina. Cleveland, Pittsburgh. That doesn't look like that's going to shape up. Pittsburgh might have run out of juju. Because old what's-his-face. You know, it's like Kenny Pickett. I'm like, are you guys serious with Kenny Pickett? You think he's a Neth Roethlisberger? Are you serious with that statement? Because I don't think he is. Carolina, I want to watch Bryce Young. Miami, New England, I want to just watch New England. I mean, well, Miami, and just see how what they can do to New England. Because they should be able to beat them. But, well, Mac Jones, I mean, he's not. No, stop. Just stop. Stop. This, playing Arizona, that's a good team to get back going again if you're the Giants after. You know, well, that's the Clay Tablet podcast. We'll look ahead to week three. We'll do our picks. College football. It's Monday the 11th of September. That fateful day. And, you know, go fuck yourself.